flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, hour number two, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle, just a couple of minutes away from right now. Super Bowl grab bag coming up at 12:20. Abe said he doesn't need to be a part of that today. So
what do you mean?
Well, because before we were like letting Abe ask the like a grab bag, he's throwing the questions out. But he said, I don't want to. He said, don't include me in that today. So
is he shy?
I think so. I think Abe's getting a little shyer as he gets older.
All right.
He's approaching 40. Yeah. I think he's developed a bit of a shy streak.
Oh, so never knew that.
We'll have to do it on our own.
No problem.
In 20 minutes from right now. We'll see if we can manage. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
Dude, I just saw a clip. And you remember when it was the Eagles and the Patriots they did in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's the Terrell Owens Super Bowl, right?
No, that's Nick Foles. Nick Foles.
That one. Yeah. Okay,
so you remember the big story was Malcolm Butler didn't play.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just saw a clip of Malcolm Butler. He's down in New Orleans doing rounds or whatever. And they're asking him what happened and why he didn't play. And he still won't say nothing. So I'm thinking, does Bill have like an NDA, or like did he threaten to kill Malcolm or something if something came out?
Or maybe it's just really embarrassing.
Or maybe that's what it is. Like maybe I don't know what it was and everything like that. For you to spend your best corner.
Refresh everyone's memory. It was Malcolm Butler. This was post Seahawks interception at the goal line.
He was already yes.
And he had been paid.
Yes.
He's their best corner.
No.
And this is like
no, he wasn't paid yet because he got paid by Tennessee, I think.
Okay. Yeah. But he had been there. He's established.
Yes.
And this is the week of the Super Bowl, or is it the day, Saturday?
I think it was like a day or so before.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
And but they didn't really announce it.
They didn't announce
it. Right? He just didn't play.
Because he was trash.
Right. He just didn't play. And like throughout the broadcast, they're like, Malcolm Butler's healthy by all accounts. He's on the sideline in his uniform. He's just not on the field. And then we never found out.
Yeah, so they
so maybe it was like a Eugene Robinson situation.
They could be, I don't know.
And he just doesn't want to tell anybody
about Eugene,
it.
Eugene didn't come. Eugene brought his ass back to Atlanta.
Maybe they didn't find out about it until he got to the stadium and he was dressed.
I was like, damn, Mal, you scared of Bill Belichick? Because the guys were throwing out the scenarios to him. He's like, no, that didn't happen.
And it's in this day and age to be able to keep something like that secret under wraps for all these years.
Yeah.
That's a real credit to him.
But he kept saying, no, that's not it. No, that's not it. I'm like, man, what the hell was it? He won't say nothing.
Huh? Good.
He'll never say nothing.
Keep it in-house.
I guess, man.
If he hasn't told anything yet, he's probably not going to tell anything ever.
It probably is something embarrassing.
Did you solicit a prostitute on the night before the Super Bowl?
I mean,
get caught and then not be allowed to play?
I'm not going to speculate, but I mean.
Well, it's happened before.
He won't say. I mean. Let's not do that with the Falcon fans today, because Eugene Robinson, and I was always a firm believer of this, I was rooting for the Falcons, everything, to win the damn Super Bowl. Dang, they really lost.
No.
It's not a real
No,
loss.
It's not.
It's not a real loss.
It didn't help. A bit of a distraction, probably, on the morning of the Super Bowl.
Why are you out there trying to get, I mean.
I know, just driving around, just asking.
Like, really?
What city was it?
Miami?
Miami.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is pre-internet.
It is.
Ish. So you couldn't just log on and, you know, whatever, if there's a website for that. I don't know if there is or not, but maybe there is. Yeah, so you couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. So I guess is that what people used to have to do?
Like drive around?
Just drive around and guess? She looks like a hooker.
I'm sure.
Let me go ask.
But like in Miami, there's a certain area where they at.
Okay.
Yeah,
but then again, like if you're a cop trying to pretend to be one,
yes.
Go to that area.
Yes, exactly.
Probably gonna bust some people.
Exactly. So I can bust some people. Never in life.
Isn't there a person to
that
ask?
That you know that
a guy for that.
That always scared the hell out of me. Because just the fact that the embarrassment of you trying to pick up some.
Well, when we were in Vegas for my bachelor party, I'm telling all kinds of stories about my bachelor party this week. My brother couldn't get a tattoo. One of my other buddies, we were all at the bar hanging out, drinking, and this woman showed him a lot of interest.
Right.
And yeah.
Did he not get it?
No. Oh, he didn't get it.
He thought
he was like, she's feeling me. I was like, yeah, she is. And if you give her $500, she'll really be feeling
you. Yeah, been there.
He didn't get it.
I was
like, dude, trust me.
Been
like,
there.
I don't know how he figured it out. He finally figured it out. But I was like, no offense, but no, I've known you your whole life.
Yes.
No woman, not once ever, has showed you that much attention in public.
Yes.
So that's probably what's going on.
Turned out it was, and so
it goes.
That's how they always get you, though. Yeah. But then they done talked you up so much. That you're like, whatever.
What's $500?
Oh, man. Yeah, I know this goes to my car payment. They're not going to repo after one.
Who needs lights next month?
Yeah. I'm going to have a night to remember in Las Vegas.
He was so confident. See this girl? You see her? Like, yeah, I do. Yes, I do. All right, let's get to an NFL no-huddle.
Oh, man.
So... What?
They showed a picture of Luka in his uniform and said, he sure looks in shape to me. I mean, that like, he built so funny, though. He has no muscle definition of that dog.
I saw somebody post a video of, like, one of their ball boys was, like, out there, you know, like the ball boy plays defense sometimes at shoot around. He's like a chubby white guy.
Yeah.
Clearly not Luka, but they were like, dang, Luka's fatter than we thought.
Oh, my God.
It's like, it would suck so bad to be that guy. Like,
yes.
He wakes up and sees he's on the internet.
He's on the damn
just
internet.
Just catching strays because he looks like Luka, kinda. The NFL's global conquest
continues.
What
the hell ever? Somebody's going to get their ass beat up by a kangaroo.
Yeah, they're going to go to Melbourne.
You know somebody going to be out there, hey, man, let's go find some kangaroos and fight them.
2026, as a part of the NFL's multi-year commitment to Australia.
Yeah.
The Rams, I assume they're going to play somebody.
Yeah.
They host a game in Melbourne.
Yeah.
That's too far from here.
Australia's far as hell from L.A.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, whatever, dude.
Thumbs down. Stop playing games internationally.
Yeah, whatever.
Football's for Americans.
Yeah. Whatever. You don't see us trying to get Australian rules football over here.
No.
Leave our American football alone.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
We'll take a couple punters every once in a while.
Yeah, but leave us alone.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
We're going to have games over there.
Somebody's going to get beat up by a kangaroo, though, because that's just what we do.
Don't fight them.
Yeah, we're going to be over here. Let's go fight as a kangaroo.
I like to wait till they're already murdered and prepared medium rare on my plate.
Yeah, we ain't got to go there. Miles Garrett, I just want to play for a contender, said that basically that their quarterbacks suck.
Correct.
That he does not want to be there because he wants to play for a team with a good quarterback.
Don't blame him.
I don't blame him. But from the letter into this right here, we talked earlier about organizations cringing when athletes are at Radio Row.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell the Browns are doing. Browns are like, oh, my God.
Hopefully they're figuring out what they're going to ask for.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're going to have to do.
They're going to have to do it.
Yeah.
They're going to have to do it. Miles doesn't want to play. Miles does not want to play for you anymore.
Yeah, he doubled down. And I would also have to imagine that between that with Rich Eisen and other people he talked to yesterday.
He said it on every
show that he went on.
Yes.
I would have to imagine between him posting what he posted on social media and the appearance on Radio Row yesterday, the Browns reached out to him.
Yeah.
Like they called him and were like, hey, like what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And now I'm going to go to Radio Row and tell everybody again.
I don't want to be here.
Into as many microphones as I can find.
Yeah, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Period.
So get your ass up. We got a couple first rounders, maybe a second.
And then you think about it. I mean, y'all are picking number two. Another generational supposedly pass rush is there. I'm not saying it's going to be Miles Garrett.
Yeah, but you might as you can just kind of reload.
Yeah, you kind of reload.
Yeah, so trade Garrett for as many draft picks as you can get.
Right.
And Kirk Cousins. Send him to Atlanta. And then draft Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
Keep it moving.
And because right now.
Then everybody's happy.
Yeah, but the best player in your team, the face of your franchise, don't want to be a part of your franchise anymore.
Nope.
Yes, I mean, people that caught the argument I saw this morning was, well, they were just in the playoffs last year. That's not what he's talking about, dude.
They were in the playoffs last year on a random fluke year when Joe Flacco
came
in and they won a bunch of games because their defense was incredible.
Exactly. So just stop.
Then when the quarterback, who they still owe $170 million to,
and he understands that part right there. He understands the fact that Deshaun's going to be the damn quarterback until he isn't.
He has to be.
Yeah.
They owe him $170 fully guaranteed still.
Yeah.
They can kick that can down the road as long as they want. Hall of Fame class is going to be announced tonight at the NFL Honors. These are potentials, or
these are the finalists.
Yeah, okay, Eli Manning, Adam Vinatieri, Tonio Gates, Keekly, Holt, Suggs, Fred Taylor, Reggie Wayne, Steve Smith, Willie Anderson, who we're rooting for.
Yes,
that's the guy we wanted.
Yeah, man,
and Marshall Yanda.
Yeah, dog. I mean, I think this is a big year. I'm always going to root for Gates to get in, and I'm pretty sure he should get in tonight.
Is there a limit on how many of those guys can get in?
I have no clue.
Okay.
But I hope my man Gates, he gets in. To my Antonio Gates.
These guys are all Hall of Famers.
Yeah, definitely. You know how we feel about Big Willie Anderson. Marshall Yanda, he's a no-brainer. He might be the best guard of his generation. Keekly, I mean, that goes back to the Patrick Willis. He was just as good as Patrick Willis was. Patrick played about as long as he did, and he got in, so why can't Keekly in?
Why is Torrey Holt and Reggie Wayne not in yet?
Because the logjam at receivers.
Okay.
That's the only reason why Torrey T. Holt is going to get in. Steve Smith,
unjam it. Put them both in.
I hope Fred T., because I love Fred T.
Yeah.
But definitely.
Totally underrated.
But definitely, I think the biggest one of the night is, does Eli Manning get in on the first ballot? I think a lot of people are looking at it from that standpoint of, I think Eli gets in.
I hope he does.
I think tomorrow
it's going to be one of those debates as to whether or not Eli deserves to be a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Not going to hear me talking about that. I think Eli should be in the Hall of Fame.
Hell yeah.
I think all 10 of those guys should be in the Hall of Fame. And the funny one is Suggs,
because Suggs is like, I saw the interview, Suggs is like, he don't want to be the first Baltimore Raven that wasn't a first ballot, because the other three were. And now if Yanda doesn't get in.
Ray Lewis, Ed Reed,
Jonathan Ogden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so Yanda's up there, and I think I think he's going to be a first one, and then Suggs.
He's got to be, man. Right?
He's a dominant football player.
Yeah.
Dominant player.
Somebody asked Jalen Miller about changing positions.
I just love his damn answer.
Great response. You never ask a zebra to be a dog.
I just love it. I love that. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, no, I want to play quarterback.
Shut the hell up. No, I want to play quarterback.
Quit asking people that.
Yes.
Quit asking people if they want to change positions.
I want to play quarterback.
Didn't somebody ask Lamar that or suggest that he should be?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, a couple MVPs later, maybe he's doing okay.
Yes. This is something that, I mean, it's been something we mentioned off the air together, but the Patriots considering trading Joe Milton. Joe Milton is an interesting prospect.
He is.
Because we know the big arm that he has. Big kid, and when he got a chance to play pretty good.
Yeah, he looked pretty good. I think it was just 1 week, right?
Yeah,
but he looked pretty good.
Look in the preseason also. Mm-hmm. So could that be something that they look forward to? I'm not saying you're going to get a first rounder for him or anything like that.
No, but like what's a team that takes a chance like that? Because it can't be you got to have another option too at quarterback, right?
Yeah, you got to you think maybe to bring him in to compete.
Right.
Maybe Seattle?
Interesting.
Maybe Seattle.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Somewhere like New Orleans? Definitely New Orleans.
Yeah.
So that could be somewhere where he can go in
Tennessee?
Yeah. Because, he's not from Tennessee, but he finished
went to college
career.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A college athlete left Michigan. Yeah. I mean, there are some options for him if you want to look at it from a standpoint of not giving him the job, but like bringing him in to compete with somebody for a starting job.
Right. Because you got to, if it isn't going to work, you got to have a different option. But man, if it did, that dude's got all the tools you could want. I was like, he was an inaccurate passer and all that. So I guess that's what held him back in the draft process. But just from a tool standpoint, like if he would have played less games, he might have got drafted higher, you know? Like Anthony Richardson, how many games did he play? 13, like 15 games?
13.
Like if Joe Milton just plays 13 games, he might have got drafted higher. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into a Super Bowl grab bag, a whole bunch of different football, like actual football related topics headed into the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.